All right, we're not too far away from the first pitch tonight from Blanco. It's Rogers and Weimer in the Region 4 championship game. The winner moves on to Austin next week to play in the state tournament, which begins on Wednesday. Let's take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we have the first pitch from Blanco. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on the ranch. Back in Blanco here on the ranch tonight, Rob Reed along with Ricky Crow, and we are a long way from where we thought we were going to be. These two teams a little bit late getting started here tonight as they've done a great job of trying to get the field ready to go in Blanco. The game originally scheduled for Brenham. I talked to both coaches who said, you know, it was a tough task. Is you wanted to, number one, you wanted to try to put the kids on a nice location for a regional championship game. Also, you wanted to find a dry place to play. And all around the Austin area, fields were either being aerated, they had games on them, or they were just simply too wet to play on, and finally found this location in Blanco, and it took a while to do that this afternoon.
Yeah, not an ideal situation, as we touched on with the field conditions, and certainly as the Rogers crowd continues to funnel in. It's just an overflow crowd here for Rogers. In fact, Rogers has taken up all of the Blanco stands, which are probably look to be at least twice as large as the visiting stands here. The Rogers fans are even into the visiting stands now. But, you know, Mother Nature dictates this. It's unfortunate, but you know what? It's still 90 feet to each of the bases and 60 feet, 6 inches to the pitcher's mound, and both teams have to play on it. So you just got to make the best of it and hopefully make a great memory tonight for the Rogers Eagles.
Well, the Eagles taking on the Weimer Wildcats, and Weimer with a season mark of 22-7. They're coached by Charles Henke. His assistants are Lee Miller and Alfred Rosa. And, of course, the Rogers Eagles coached by Keith Klaus and Ash Ferris and John Reason, his assistants, who kind of unsung, you know, the job that those two guys have done for this Rogers Eagles baseball program as well.
Now, Coach Klaus is very lucky because sometimes in the smaller school districts, you get just the tag on to be the assistant coach. It's maybe someone who doesn't have a big interest in that sport or maybe doesn't know anything, is willing to learn, but just doesn't have the experience. But you're talking about Nash Ferris, former Rogers head baseball coach. And so he's got great experience. John Reason, who was, I believe, over at Rosebud a lot for a while and over here and has just been part of some great success at Rogers. So no doubt about it, that's a big help for Coach Klaus and lets him be able to focus on maybe certain portions of the game rather than having to focus on everything for the whole program. So that definitely is a benefit.
So the two coaches meeting at home plate with the umpire crew tonight, and they're going over the ground rules as the head coach here from Blanco is explaining some of the nuances of the park as lineups are being turned in. And we are just moments away from the first pitch again. Getting a little bit of a late start. This game scheduled for a 7:30 start. And we're about 10 minutes late getting to where we are right now. Appreciate you joining us here on the ranch tonight. Again, this is a one-game series. The winner advances on to Austin and a berth in the Class 2A state tournament. Taking Region 4. And as you take a look at Weimer, we mentioned this a little bit earlier in our pregame show. This is a team that was a third-place finisher out of their district, and certainly a team that, you know, that's the one thing since the UIL instituted all of the three teams in the playoffs. You got a team that gets hot at the right time of the year, and here you are playing in the region final.
Well, the other thing that's kind of odd about that is not only are they the third-place team for their district, they're the only team from the district to win a series. Both the first-place team, Wallace Brazos, was bounced by Blanco following their bye, and then Schulenburg. Actually, check that. Schulenburg did beat Gerald, but then they were dispatched by Comfort. So the district, you know, Weimer really carried the banner for the district.
Well, as Ricky mentioned, the Rogers Eagles bringing lots of folks here tonight to Blanco to cheer on their Eagles. And Weimer's got a bigger crowd than you think, too. If you look down on the other side of the dugout, there's a line that stretches down the fence And originally, when we were talking about this game being moved to Blanco, somebody around the radio station said, well, you know, we'll have a really big radio audience tonight. Not a lot of folks from Rogers stayed home to listen on the air. There's lots of folks here. We appreciate you if you are listening on the radio tonight, though. I know there were some folks that were not able to make the trip down to Blanco that will be able to hear the game live on the air here. Gregory Mendoza has taken the mound as he starts his warm-up tosses. The Eagles going with their white and black pinstripe pants tonight, white tops and black letters. The Weimar Wildcats in their gray pants and purple and gold tops as they will be the visitors, and so we'll see them at the plate first tonight. We want to take a moment and thank all of our incredible sponsors that have been along for the ride on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. We certainly appreciate you making it possible for us to bring these games each and every week. All of our sponsors have been intact for the most part and been very faithful to supporting Rogers Athletics and the Eagle baseball team. So we want to say a special thank you to those folks here tonight as well. Gregory Mendoza finishes up his warm-up tosses, and we are ready to go live on the air tonight on the ranch from Blanco, Texas. Playoffs, the Region 4 finals. Again, 341 to straightaway center field, 313 down the left field line, which leads up to about a 30-foot monster wall out in left field, and in right field it's 311 down the right field line. Dylan Blaha will lead things off for the Weimar Wildcats, a lefty who will step in here and get us started from Blanco tonight. First pitch on the way at 7:45 here from Blanco. Mendoza, the tall right-hander, looks in and has the sign, and here's the first pitch. Fastball low that bounces off the plate for ball one. So 1-0. And Ryan Pierce with his throwback to Mendoza up over his head and out to the second baseman, Caleb Williams. Just underway from Blanco, Rob Reed along with Ricky Crow. And we are right down amongst the Rogers Eagles faithful tonight as we broadcast. There's a called strike at the knees on the inside corner, and it's 1-1.
Blaha has a little bit of an open stance and kind of almost a Jim Tomei point with the bat out to the pitcher before he readies.
Here's the 1-1 now from Mendoza. Big breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-2.
You know, we're at field level today like we have been in other games and stuff, so you really get a feel for how that ball's breaking. That thing, I don't know how far it broke side to side, but it looked like it dropped a foot from there.
Yeah, it did. Here comes the 1-2. A high fastball. Blaha swings and fouls that one back out of play off to the left side, and the count stays 1-2 to Blaha. Not a big guy, but he has enormous feet, Ricky. Look at the size of that kid's shoe. He may be all of about 5'7", but he looks like he wears a size 16. Breaking ball, swung on, chopped to third. Ferris has it, throws to first, in time, and there's one away.
Yeah, good job there by Ryan. That ball was hit down the line. It looked like it may catch the base there, but he was able to go over and cut it off. He was playing in just a little bit with a left-handed batter. And a good throw by Ryan across the diamond. A little high, but of course, whenever you got big Matt Mock at first base, you've got a little room to give, but that's good to get that first out.
We talked about how the Eagles were terrific offensively last week on Saturday. That left side of the infield was pretty good defensively as well, Mendoza and Ferris. Here is the first pitch to the number two hitter, Logan Ramirez. A called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. So Mendoza working ahead in the count, which you always love to see. Gets out in front. Here comes the 0-1 now, and Ramirez swings and fouls off a breaking ball, and it's 0-2.
Well, just like the Blaha in the first batter, whenever Gregory can work ahead, his stuff is so good that, you know, if people have to start guessing, they're just going to have a hard time. And Blaha fouled, the one that he fouled off was way outside and above his head. But, man, whenever you're in the hole, you just got to protect.
Here's Mendoza with the wind and the deal. A little slider, I guess, that cuts outside and misses for a ball, and it's 1-2. Just underway, top of the first inning, one out, Weimer hitting as Mendoza deals the 1-2. Swung and he missed, strike three. And down goes Logan Ramirez, and there are two gone.
Well, that was just straight fastball there. I'm not sure if Ramirez was looking for something else or just couldn't catch up with it, but that was in the glove before he swung. So looks like that Gregory has it dialed in a little bit tonight so far. It's a good
Here's
sign.
Trent Janetschka, the shortstop for the Wildcats, who is a big guy, real tall, and he stands in from the right side, swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Probably about 6'5". A little bit taller than Gregory Mendoza, who's a tall, lanky right-hander.
Yeah, they're both very similar, though. Both of them tall and skinny.
Here comes the 0-1 to Janetschka. And a called strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-2.
Well, Gregory busted him inside on the hands the first pitch. Maybe Janetschka was looking, thinking that he would go inside again. And Gregory paints the outside corner.
Now the 0-2 to Janetschka, swung on that ball, is hit high and deep center field. Garcia's going back, and he's going to run out of room. It's a solo home run by Janetschka, just to the left of a little monster in center field, and it is 1-0 Weimer as the Wildcats jump out on top on an 0-2 fastball. Janetschka reaches out and drives that one out of here for a solo home run.
Yeah, interesting pitch selection there by the Eagles. They had him down 0-2. Kind of surprised they didn't waste one a little bit, but threw the fastball down the middle. And, boy, you could tell right whenever he hit that, he was able to uncoil on that, drive it out there about 345 feet is all. Didn't get over the fence in a big way, but just enough.
So here's Coy Gintert, the third baseman, who steps in from the right side. A 1-0 Weimer lead, top of the first inning. Mendoza misses high and inside with a fastball here, and it's 1-0. And kind of a noisy PA tonight. Apparently the PA guy here in Blanco likes to do his own play-by-play as this pitch misses outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Ginther's a big guy. He's probably more closer to Matt Maka size.
Here comes the 2-0, and that's a fastball at the knees for a strike. 2-1 to Ginther. So a ground ball and a strikeout, then a solo home run by Janetschka have made it a 1-0 Weimer lead. There's a swing and a hard hit ball to the right side. That's going to be in foul territory. Chasing it is Kostrin, but he'll run out of room as it goes out of play down the right field line. 2-2 now.
Well, you wonder, before the game, Coach Klaus said that this field wasn't exactly what he expected it to be, and we weren't sure what he meant by that, but what he may have meant was the cozy dimensions, as it looks like this Weimer team has some power.
So Gintert in there with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch for Mendoza. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inside corner. The inning is over. Weimer gets one run on one hit. No errors and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the first. Weimer 1, Rogers Eagles nothing. Eagles are coming up next to the plate. Back in Blanco, Rob Reed, Ricky Crow. Rob Reed here in Blanco for Region 4 final. Weimer takes a 1-0 lead on a Trent Janetschka solo home run with two outs in the first on an 0-2 pitch that Janetschka drove pretty deep out over the left center field fence. And now we'll get our first look at the right-hander from Weimer, Dylan Blaha. Not a big guy. And looks like he's got pretty good control, watching him in his warm-up tosses on the mound. Fastball very hittable. And, of course, we know what Rogers did last Saturday against a good fastball. They hit it a ton.
Yeah, they really did. This watching him warm up a little bit, Blaha, looks like he's got some pretty good breaking stuff, too. So we'll see if Rogers is able to try to dictate this a little bit or if he'll be the one dictating to Rogers.
All right, so J.C. Garcia will lead things off for Rogers. Ryan Ferres behind him, and Chance Marek will bat in the three spot here against the Weimer Wildcats. Garcia with pretty good series against Danbury as well, as he continues to impress out of that leadoff spot. Had a couple of big extra base hits last Saturday. He stands in for the left side. The first pitch from Blaha is high and outside for a ball. 1-0.
Yeah, J.C., along with many Eagles, had a big Saturday, 2-for-4 in game 2 and 3-for-5 in the third and final game against Danbury.
So Garcia waves his bat, waits on the 1-0 pitch, and it's low and outside, and it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia did a really good job of coaxing out walks in game 1 of the Danbury series last Friday night, as he got on 2 or 3 times. Yeah, three walks in that ball game. You like him to be on base. Here's a 2-0, and that's a fastball right down the heart of the plate. And it's 2 balls, 1 strike to Garcia.
Well, I like to see that J.C. taking a pitch there. The sophomore on the mound may have taken him a little while to get that first strike, so I'm glad we didn't help him out.
Blaha sends that one to the plate, and Garcia fouls it hard down the right side, and the count now even, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, J.C. wasn't fooled on that, just a little bit early, but he really got the head of the bat on that one.
Again, it's a winner-take-all series. Winner of this moves on to Austin next week to the Class 2A state tournament. Here comes the 2-2 from Blaha. Breaking ball, that's hit hard in the air to right. Back under it is the right fielder, Dustin Townsend. And it's a long out, number 1, for the Eagles.
Yeah, J.C. just missed that one. It looks like that the pitcher, Blaha, just took a little bit off of that. J.C. jumped just a tad. Still got pretty good metal on it, but I think just a little bit early on it, ended up in just a flyout instead of a home run there.
So here's Ryan Ferris, the Eagle third baseman, as he will stride to the plate to face Blaha. Righty on righty this time. 1-0. Weimer leads it in the bottom of the first. Blaha's pitch swung on. Hit slowly towards the shortstop. That's Janetska. He's got it. Throws to first. Pulls the first baseman Langhoff off the bag, but he tags Ferris as he goes by, and there are 2 outs.
Coach Klaus talked about how that Blaha, you know, was able to kind of vary his pace, vary his pitches and stuff, and that was another case where Ryan was just a little bit out in front of it, hit it on the end of the bat, and just hit a little dribbler out to the shortstop.
They might like to see the Eagles take a few pitches here in the early going, too, and try to kind of get to feel out Blaha a little bit, see what he's all about. Here's Chance Mark standing in for the right side. And the pitch from Blaha, breaking ball over at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Gosh, and that pitch looked like it was only about 40 miles an hour. He really dropped down to the side there and just threw a little frisbee curve.
Here's the 0-1 now from Blaha to Marek. And a fastball that misses outside, and the count is 1-1 to Chance Marek.
Well, you can certainly see that this kid knows how to pitch. He's moving the ball around and varying the velocity.
Chance waits on the 1-1 pitch as Blaha kicks and deals. Chance Marek way out in front of a breaking ball right there as he yanks it about a mile and a half foul down the left line and out of play.
Well, we saw that a few times last Saturday with Chance, even Friday as well, where he got around a little bit early. Like to see him straighten one out and see what we did on Saturday as well.
Here's the 1-2. That ball chopped. Line drive right into the first baseman's glove, and the inning is over. So Rogers gets no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left as they go down in order. After 1, it's Weimer 1, Rogers nothing. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on KMIL, 105.1 The Ranch. We go to the second inning here from Blanco. Second inning about to get underway. 1-0, Weimer leads it. The Wildcats got their lone run on a solo home run by Trent Janetska, the Wildcat shortstop who homered to left center. And now here is Brian Rosenauer, the DH, who will hit for the right fielder, Dustin Townsend. A 1-0 Weimer lead as we start the second. Mendoza with a couple of strikeouts in the first inning, but he did give up the long ball on that homer to Janetska. There's a swing and a foul ball on a high fastball, and the count is 0-1.
Rosenauer, one of the few seniors on this squad for Weimar. Well, we talked about that a little bit last week with Danbury. You better get him now because they've got several of their core players on this team are sophomores.
0-1 the count here as Mendoza gets ahead of Rosenauer. There's a swing and a foul ball straight back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Of course, Rogers series wins over Johnson City, then Comfort, and last week Danbury in the region semifinal, taking on the Weimar Wildcats here tonight in Blanco. Here comes the 0-2 from Mendoza. Breaking ball, called strike three. And down goes Rosenauer.
Well, Gregory's breaking ball, as we touched on last week, really was nice. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think after that home run, you'll see him feature that a little bit more for his strikeout pitch.
Well, again, though, Ricky, on 0-2, he came right back in and challenged. We didn't see anything out of the strike zone on that 0-2 pitch. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Jonathan Lopez, a center fielder, way behind the fastball from Mendoza, just overpowering him with a challenge, and it's 0-1. 1-0, Weimar leads it. Here's the 0-1, and a little bunt attempt laid down there by Lopez, and he fouls it away, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, he dropped that bat kind of late from the left side there. Broke the old Cardinal rule, had his bat hit too low there, and popped that up foul over the backstop into the parking lot, almost all the way to the football field, which is about probably 50 yards behind us.
Here's the 0-2, and a breaking ball in the dirt. Tried to get Lopez to chase that. He did not, and the count is now one ball and two strikes to Jonathan Lopez. Again, a great crowd tonight here in Blanco as the sun is setting. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Punch. Strike three. Mendoza got it working as he has struck out the third man in a row looking. He got Gintert to end the first. Rosenauer to start the second. And now Lopez on four pitches. Here's Ryan Rarick, the Wildcat second baseman, who stands in from the right side. Mendoza with a fastball in the dirt right in front of the plate. And it's 1-0. Not a lot of room behind the plate as far as foul territory goes. But there is quite a bit of room down the right side and left side. In fact, a little hill on the left side as well. A high fastball this time to Rarick, and it's 2-0.
Well, you touched on the fact that Gregory's gotten some called third strikes there. That tells you how good his stuff is tonight whenever people can't even pull the trigger on it.
Here's a 2-0, and this one is low for a ball. It's 3-0. So Gregory Mendoza falling behind, three balls and no strikes for the first time tonight. For the most part, with the exception of this particular at-bat, Mendoza has worked ahead in the count to these Wildcat hitters. 3-0, Mendoza winds and deals. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate, about belt level, and it's 3-1.
Rarick here, the seventh place hitter, so you certainly don't want to put him on via the free pass. Make him earn his way on and hopefully keep that bottom of the lineup intact for next inning.
Here's a 3-1, and this is low and outside. So a walk allowed here by Mendoza. With two outs in the second. Four strikeouts through the early going for Gregory Mendoza as he gives up a two-out walk here to the seven-hitter Ryan Rarick. And now here is the big first baseman, Preston Langhoff, as he will step in from the right side. Another big guy in this Weimar lineup.
Yeah, he's almost a bookend to Coy Gintert. they're basically the same guy.
Guys. The first pitch is a strike on a fastball right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Langhoff looks like he might have been a left tackle on the football team.
He does look like that. It'll be interesting to see if Rarick takes off at first there, try to push him into scoring position here with two outs.
Mendoza, a big breaking ball high and inside to Langhoff, and the count is even, one ball and one strike.
Looks like Langhoff almost tried to turn into that one a little bit, maybe take a little glancing blow and go down to first base, but Ball just curved back inside just a little bit.
One ball and one strike here with two outs and a man aboard for Weimer. Mendoza out of the stretch. And this breaking ball does hit Langhoff. And so all of a sudden, Weimer with a couple of runners aboard here in the top of the second inning.
Yeah, that one just didn't break back. It almost, if you want to get a visual of it, it almost really would have went in his front pocket if he had a pocket there. Hit him right there on the left side, and he goes down to first base. And now they've got a little action on the base path with two outs. But even bigger, as we talk about sometimes, what it's going to do now is it's going to cause the lineup to turn over, even if we get them here for the third out, because the ninth place hitter, Brent Jones, will be up.
Coach Keith Klaus out talking to his pitcher, which all of a sudden, Mendoza, through the first six men he faced, with the exception of the solo home run, just overpowering and pinpoint control, and suddenly to the last two men here, he has been a little erratic finding the strike zone. He'll face the left fielder Brent Jones now with two outs and two on here in the top of the second. Weimer leading it 1-0. As Mendoza will work against the number nine hitter to try to get out of this inning and out of a jam here in the second. Jones steps in from the right side of the batter's box. And there's a swing and a foul ball straight back on a Mendoza fastball. It's 0-1.
Of course, here at Blanco, a great history of baseball. Willie Upshaw, former Toronto Blue Jay first baseman back in the 80s, hailed from Blanco.
Is that right? 0-1, Mendoza out in front of Brent Jones here with two runners on, a walk and a hit batsman. There's a swing and a miss. And again, the fastball, and it's 0-2.
I know we gave up a home run on a fastball to Janechka, but I wouldn't mind seeing him go high and hard right here because I don't think Brent can catch up with it.
He hadn't been close in the first two. Here's the 0-2, breaking ball, swung and he missed. Strike three, and the inning is over. As Jones goes down, another strikeout victim for Gregory Mendoza, his fifth of the game. 5 out of 6 ain't bad. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two men are left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Weimer 1, Rogers nothing. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on the ranch. Bottom of the second inning, Rogers Eagles will send Gregory Mendoza to the plate to lead things off here. And he'll face the right-hander, Dylan Blaha, for the second inning. 1-0. The Weimer Wildcats lead it. So it's Mendoza, then Matt Maka, and Caleb Williams for the Rogers Eagles against the right-hander, Dylan Blaha. And Mendoza with a pretty good weekend last weekend at the plate as well. And now he calls time and will step out of the batter's box. Certainly Mendoza and Maka, two hitters that could take advantage of these short fences here as well. Breaking ball on the first pitch to Mendoza, misses outside for ball one.
That's another one of those little three-quarter frisbee curveballs that Blaha has been featuring here, where he takes a little bit off of it. Good job by Mendoza to lay off of that.
Blaha winds and deals the 1-0 to Mendoza. Swung on, that ball's hit well. Right field, Townsend is under it as he backs up and makes the catch, and there are one gone here in the second.
That ball was pretty well struck, I thought. I thought that one might have a chance to get over Townsend. I mean, pardon me, get over.
That's right.
Townsend. Yeah, Townsend out there. But he, I think he's playing a pretty deep right field there, not too far from the wall, so he's going to keep it in front of him if it's in the park.
Now here's Matt Maka. Couple of doubles in game three last week against Danbury. Trying to break the streak of 4 in a row, retired by Dylan Blaha to start the ball game. And a breaking ball outside for ball one.
I just have a feeling here that Matt's about to punish one.
You get that?
I get that feeling that he's about to punish one right here.
One ball, no strikes as Blaha looks in, grips the baseball, and here comes the 1-0. Fastball at the knees on the inside corner for a strike, and the count even up, one ball and one strike to Big Matt.
Little pattern emerging here by Blaha. Starts with the breaking ball, then comes fastball.
And another breaking ball. This one's hit into the alley in left center. Well, it'll fall in front of the left fielder, Brent Jones, who was swung around to the right. But the Eagles have their first hit and their first base runner of the night as Matt Maka singles with one out here in the second inning.
Well, he did exactly, from a punishment standpoint, that was more like a yelled at the ball rather than a beat down there as he hit it off the end of the bat, but just big and strong enough to get it over the shortstop and to drop it right in between shortstop and left field there. So we'll see if Caleb can keep his stick hot.
All right, one out and one on for Rogers here in the second. Caleb Williams leaning in over the plate from the right side against Blaha, who works out of the stretch and misses high and inside, ball one. So the first time out of the stretch for Blaha, and we'll see how he works from that spot. Big Matt Maka leads the way over at first base after his one-out base hit here in the Eagles' second inning. Here's the 1-0, and it's on the outside corner to Caleb Williams, and the count one ball and one strike.
It'll be interesting to see how Blaha reacts to the stretch. He has a lot of movement about his motion, and now having to narrow it down a little bit coming out of the stretch, you wonder if his breaking ball will be as effective.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball high and tight to Williams, and he falls behind Caleb. Two balls, one strike. David Kostrin waiting on deck as Williams waits on the 2-1. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. A fastball at the knees, and it's 2-2.
Looks like Caleb maybe was looking for something in an area there. Pitch came in, was a little bit in the lower part of the strike zone, but looked pretty decent from here.
2-2, the count to Williams as Blaha set on the mound. Out of the stretch, that ball swung on and fouled straight back and out of play. The count will stay even at two balls, two strikes.
We talked about one of the pitchers last week. I'm trying to think of who it was. I can't remember if it was, I think it was Merrick, had a little bit of a sneaky fastball because he worked so slowly. And I don't think Blaha's fastball is that quick as you mentioned, but man, it really looks fast with him throwing that slow curve as well.
Here's a 2-2, a big breaking ball hit on the ground of the shortstop. Janetska between his legs, and it gets away. Maka digging for third. Everybody safe. Eagles at the corners.
Well, we talked about it whenever he came up to bat. Trent Janetska. He's a big, tall kid and just didn't get down on that ball. That ball wasn't hit particularly well. Probably swung at ball four, Caleb did. And he just approached it really in a lackadaisical way and just didn't get down.
The other thing to remember as an infielder now is that soft dirt. You're not going to get a bounce out there. It's going to hug the ground. And it looks like that, not to make excuses for him, he approached that ball very lazily. But that's going to be a key if you're one of those infielders. You have to account for that soft dirt out there. So here's David Kostrin, who steps in, a tying run at third base, 90 feet away with one out. Williams a threat to run at first after the error by the shortstop, Janetska. And now a step off the rubber to bluff and chase the runners back. Maka at third after a one-out base hit. Williams at first after an error. There's a strong hit ball to the second baseman. Flips to the shortstop for one. On to first, not in time. Ball gets away. Maka's going to score, and we're all tied up 1-1 here in the second inning. Taylor made double play ball. Hit to Ryan Rarick, who flipped it to Janetska. And he just made a poor throw to first base and could not get David Koster.
Now, he really did make a poor throw because the feed was really a nice feed there by Rarick. And, you know, it looked like as quickly as that ball got on the second baseman, that was going to be an easy double play. But Janetska with his second poor play of the inning.
And now Cody Yonke takes a rip and misses, and it's 0-1. 1-1 as Rogers ties the ball game up here in the bottom of the second inning. And now Yonke gripping that bat, takes a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Well, Cody has spent a lot of time on this playoff run being the designated fielder, if you will, out in left field. But he got the start in game three and was able to do a pretty nice job. 1-for-2 with a base on ball, was also hit one time, so he was all over the bases.
Here's a soft toss over to first base, and Kostrin is back under the tag. So two outs and a runner aboard here for Rogers. Cody Yonke, Ryan Pierce would be next if Yonke could extend the inning here. Here's the 0-2. A fastball, and Blaha runs off the mound as if he had a called third strike. The umpire, not amused, sends him back to the mound with a one ball, two strike count.
Well, and that was right over here to our side of the plate. We could clearly see that that was outside. Logan Ramirez really tried to frame it up.
Here's the 1-2 big breaking ball. This one misses outside, and it's 2-2.
Two balls and two strikes.
1-1, Weimer got their run in the first. Rogers with a tying run here in the second on a ground ball that scored Matt Maka a moment ago. Here's a 2-2. Yonke swings and misses, and the inning is over on a strikeout. But Rogers gets one run on one hit. There was one error, and one man is left. We go to the third, all tied up. It's 1-1 in Blanco. This is Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on the ranch. Well, apparently we're going to keep it right here in Blanco. So Gregory Mendoza comes on for his third inning of work. Mendoza has been pretty overpowering, with the exception of a little control problem in the 7 and 8 hitters. But of the 6 outs that he has recorded, Ricky, 5 of them have been by way of the strikeout.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to be any more dominating than that. Gregory really seems to have it here. We'll see how it works the second time through the order. You know, that's the one thing about these teams. You know, it's not like the major leagues where you get scouting reports on people and you know where they can and what they can and can't do. I mean, this is pretty much an on-the-fly type of thing in most cases. So we'll see who makes the adjustments coming through here the second time. As that ball's thrown past the pitcher again by Pierce, working his pitcher a little bit. It'll be back to the top of the order. Blaha, Ramirez, and Janetska, the 1, 2, and 3 hitters, as Pierce fires down to second. Blaha, the pitcher, 0-for-1, a ground out his first time up. Hit a little slow roller down the line that Ferris is able to get to and throw him out. He is a sophomore. Got a little, for you old-timers, got a little Mark Fidrich going there with the hair, a little afro sticking out of that hair, sticking out of the helmet there. So number 25, open stance similar to J.C. Garcia, takes the first pitch, swings and a miss on a nasty breaking ball. That ball just fell off the table by Mendoza to the left-handed batter. I know this, I wouldn't want to bat against Gregory tonight, that's for sure.
No, he's got it going on.
Right-hander deals. Fastball, that's lifted into left field, tailing away down the line. Yonke's got a bead on it, though, and holds it in about 5 feet from the line.
That's a nice running play there by Cody Yonke out in left field. You're right. He went up, and after that pitch, about the only thing he could have done with that ball, and that thing was tailing away fast. Yonke never gave up on it and runs it down. That's a big out to start the inning here against the top of the order for Weimer.
And that'll bring up Logan Ramirez. He, like almost all the Wildcats, a strikeout victim his first time up, and takes a fastball. I guess they're calling that a little bit high. Looks like it came in just a little bit below the letters, but that'll be ball one.
Pretty good looking pitch, I thought.
Ramirez, the catcher, digs in from the right side, takes a fastball just a little outside. So Ramirez now up in the count 2-0. Where's Trent Janetska? On deck, so we don't want to give anybody a free pass. That's going to be a half swing, chopped out to Caleb at second. Gets it, fires on to Maka, and for the second out. Well, that's a really big out for the Eagles there, as you have Janetska coming up next. You certainly like to see him come up with the bases clean. If you're just joining us, 1-1 our score. Trent Janetska, the current batter, hit a home run his first time up.
I think with Janetska, as you look at this guy, about 6'5", his arms are very long, and he got to extend those on that home run earlier. I like to work the ball inside, I think, on this guy.
I think
try
so
to tie
too.
Him up a little.
So we'll see what Gregory does this time. Breaking ball. He takes a swing and misses, and that was not a good swing.
Well, he tried to hold it up, I think, as he recognized that that ball was going to drop out of the strike zone for a ball and just couldn't hold up the swing. I mentioned those big, long arms. That's part of the problem there.
So 1-1 to Janechka. Fastball. And that one just misses a little low, I guess.
I guess.
Ian Janechka, probably 6'5 or 6'6, like Rob said. Big tall guy. It almost looked like the umpire wanted to pull the trigger, but didn't. So the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss on the breaking ball. That was a little three-quarter kind of slider curve there that Gregory will throw.
I don't think I throw another fastball to this guy. He's having a hard time with Uncle Charlie.
So we'll see what happens here. 1-2 pitch, and he just got a piece of that one as he was well out in front of it.
He brought the curveball again, though, as Janechka just kind of can't lay off that pitch. And it's not a real good-looking curveball. I mean, it's dropping. It's starting out about knee-high to this big 6'5 guy, and then it just drops out.
So another 1-2. Gregory looks in to Pierce for the sign. Goes through the windup, the pitch. Throws a fastball, and that's going to be hit into left field for a base hit as it rolls between Ferris and Marek. So second hit on the night for Janechka. And once again, he hits the fastball, Rob.
Yeah, and that was the only fastball that Gregory Mendoza threw to him in that at-bat. And that's the one he's going to hit. Now, I think your scouting report on Mr. Janechka needs to be nothing but breaking balls.
Be Serrano, as we've said before. So that'll bring up Coy Gintert, big third baseman, as he takes a fastball low. Ball bounces a little bit away from Pierce, but he's able to get on it and pull the runner at first. Gintert, a strikeout victim his first time. We mentioned he's a little bit like a left tackle as well, too. As the big man steps in from the right side. Fastball, that's chopped up the middle. Mendoza gloves it. Going to trot over to first and throw it to Maka. And that'll do it for Weimer. So for the Wildcats, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on. We're through 2.5 innings of play here in Blanco. Our score is tied at 1. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch. And welcome back to Blanco. We are through 2.5 innings of play so far. We are knotted up at 1 here as Rogers comes to bat in the bottom of the third. It'll be Ryan Pierce, then roll back to the top of the order. J.C. Garcia and Ryan Ferris to take their cuts at Dylan Blaha, who so far has just given up the one lone run, and it was unearned. As it'll be a righty versus righty here as Pierce steps in. Pierce, that bat high, takes a breaking ball outside for a ball. Ryan, hitless in game one of last week's series and coaxed a couple of walks and had a couple of RBI in game two. In game three, he really broke out, had three hits, 3 for 3 with 2 RBI, so we'll see if he can keep his hot stick going. Gintert in on the grass at third base. Laha winds and deals. Fastball is low, making a 2-0 count. Blaha, like Gintert, went a little crazy with the eye black. Starts under the eye and rolls down to the chin.
That is a war paint.
As that fastball comes across in for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Kind of reminds me of old wrestlers or something, like the Road Warriors or something.
Yeah.
Again, I'm dating myself a little bit.
Remember those guys.
So 2 balls, 1 strike to Pierce. Nobody out here in the third as he takes a fastball outside. So Ryan Pierce is working to a 3-1 count now. Be big to get the leadoff hitter on as we roll it back to the top. So Ryan digs in here, 3-1, and he got into that one. That's lifted high to left field. Going back is the left fielder. That's going to be off the wall. And Pierce is going to dig for second, and he's going to be in standing. So Ryan Pierce with a big double to start off the third inning as he really turned on that. I think that would have been out of here had it not been the big blue monster out there, Rob. I was a little shielded.
No, he did. Ryan Pierce got into that. You're right. And that hit about halfway up the wall. I think it would have been a home run had that wall not been there. Here's another interesting thing that happens, though, with that short wall out there at only about 320 in the alley, is it gets back to you quickly. That was a close play on Pierce at second base.
Well, that'll bring up J.C. Garcia. He's 0 for 1. He flew out the first time up to right field. One thing I was going to mention, you know, we didn't score a lot of runs the first time through as a pitch is thrown. J.C. had stepped out, and Blaha had not seen that and went ahead and drew the pitch. One thing, though, we weren't fooled that first time through. We got some pretty solid spanks off this guy, so we'll see if we can really start hammering him here.
Well, you've been through the order one time. Need to go to work.
So Pierce takes his lead at second. First pitch to J.C. is a breaking ball that stays straight. Misses high and outside, 1-0.
Well, here's the other thing with Blaha. Not a real overpowering fastball, so his curveball's got to be good, and he doesn't have control of it here in the early going in the third inning.
Shortstop, Janechka. Yeah, cheats behind Pierce as that pitch misses high and outside. That was a fastball.
Well, he fell behind, 3-0 to Ryan Pierce, and Ryan got a good pitch to drive, and now he's in danger of doing the same thing with J.C. Garcia right here.
We'll see if J.C. gets the green light. Second baseman Ryan Rarich deep at second as that pitch misses high. J.C. looked like he wanted to take a rip at that as he kind of shrugs off a little bit, but was able to lay off of it. So 3-0 now to J.C. as the Eagles have something cooking here in the third inning. 1-1 our score. Eagles looking to climb out on top here. So Blaha goes into the stretch. And the pitch, breaking ball, misses high. Ball four. Now the Eagles with runners on first and second. Nobody out. And Ferris coming to the plate.
Well, that's the first walk allowed by Blaha. And he is in a big-time jam. And Coach Henke of the Weimer Wildcats is going to go out and have a word with his pitcher right here. Graduation night, by the way, for Weimer tomorrow night. Rogers graduating on Saturday. So that was another one of the reasons that they scrambled to try to get this game in tonight. Both schools with June graduations. Seen a lot more of that lately, as both of these schools will graduate this week instead of last week.
Coach Henke, as you mentioned, I didn't get the chance to talk with him beforehand, but I would say with the name Henke, my guess would be he probably hails from Hallettsville. There was a longtime coach at Hallettsville Sacred Heart, a Coach Henke there.
Yes, there was.
A lot of Henkes in that area of the country. So one to one our score here in the third inning. Eagles with something doing here. No one out, two guys on. Pierce at second on a double. J.C. Garcia at first base via walk. Ferris looks like he's showing bunt. He gets one down. It's a good bunt. Blaha's going to try to go to third, and he's able to get Pierce. So a gutsy play by Blaha, as that'll be a fielder's choice. As he's retired 1-5. So a gutty play by the sophomore.
Number 12.
And that'll bring up Chance Marek.
Runners on first and second. One out.
Hearing a lot of noise here. A lot of people may not have liked that bunt. You know, probably not a bad play with your 3 and 4 hitters coming up who've really been crushing the ball quite a bit. Doesn't look like it's going to take a lot of runs for Gregory if he stays in the groove that he's in. That'll bring up Chance Marek. Chance lined out to the first baseman last time up, as he takes a breaking ball inside for a ball.
Well, the other thing I think you might be wondering about on that bunt play too, Ricky, was the fact that Blaha had been pretty wild, and you didn't take any pitches. You bunted the first ball you saw.
Yeah, that is one thing that is tough about that bunt whenever you give up that out without making him work. So the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike on the fastball. Evens it up at 1-1.
Chance's last time up, he blistered a ball down the right first baseline right into the glove of the first baseman, Preston Langhoff. So he wasn't fooled.
Langhoff holds Ferris on there, so a little bit more room on that right side as that breaking ball is lifted into right field. Not a well-hit ball as Garcia fakes a tag and holds up. Pretty good throw there as it now, well, it's actually a little bit offline, skips by, but Blaha had it backed up. So the Eagles now, all of a sudden, after that flyout by Marek, now two away, so Gregory Mendoza going to have to help his own calls here.
Yeah, promising inning there in the beginning for the Eagles, and all of a sudden now two outs.
Mendoza flew out the last time up in the top of the second inning. Bottom of the second, he led that off and flew out to the right fielder. The right fielder, Dustin Townsend, has been busy tonight. Already hauled in three fly balls. So Blaha comes set and deals, and Mendoza knocks that one off the ground. It stays fair, and no, hold it. It looks like that the first base umpire is going to overrule him. Looks like that it hit him maybe. So there's going to be a discussion between home plate and first base. The first base umpire is very emphatic, and that will be a foul ball.
He's way more emphatic than Jim Joyce was last night in Detroit, isn't he?
Yeah, he was.
What a shame.
Coach Hinkie from Weimer out there, and of course he's going to complain about that. That ball hit, and it looked like it was going to go foul, and it just hugged the line. You touched on it, the fact that the ground is a little softer out there, so it may kind of deaden it like it does on a soft green.
You know, that's another point to bring up on the Ferris bunt. Ryan Pierce with great speed at second base. I think it's very, very slow out there on that dirt on the infield. And Blaha, realizing that, was able to make that play at third. That was a huge play by Dylan Blaha earlier in the inning.
Well, the thing about it is, too, the ball was bunted to the first base side. So,
right.
I mean, even a tougher play, you got to give credit to the sophomore there. So Mendoza gets a second life here as he's now down in the count 0-1. Two outs here, two on, tie ball game. Breaking ball, Mendoza wanted to offer at it, but was able to lay off of it. Evens the count up at 1-1.
He thought about it. Gregory with a poke out to right field his first time up that was ran down by Townsend out there.
Big time for Gregory as they try to wheel and pick off J.C. at second. The second baseman, Rarick, kind of lost his balance there and fell into J.C. A little bit.
I'm not sure that he lost his balance more than he was trying to pivot and hold J.C. from getting back to the bag. A nifty little sneaky move out there.
So 1-1 here to Mendoza. Blaha comes set and deals. Breaking ball high. You got to give credit to the catcher, Logan Ramirez. He's really trying to frame it up for the sophomore pitcher.
Now Gregory should get a good pitch to hit right here at 2-1.
So we'll see what Blaha does. He's thrown some breaking balls behind in the count. We'll see if Gregory's able to get something here. So the pitch, fastball. Gregory a little tardy on it as he foul tips it into the catcher's glove. Evens it up at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the third inning from Blanco. In third baseman, Gintert continuing to play just about on the grass. Blaha taking a long time now as he peers in. Mendoza's going to call time. And Langhoff continues to hold Ferris over at second. Now going to back up behind the bag. As that fastball misses high and outside, J.C. was off the bag a little bit. Fake throw there by Ramirez, but no one was covering. So one benefit for the Eagles here. They'll get the merry-go-round started. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Want to make sure if you're at second, J.C. Garcia, you want to make sure you don't get caught on the wheel-around move here. So Blaha readies and deals. Fastball, that one is going to be sprayed foul out of play. Down the first baseline. Again, good crowd here as Rogers Eagles fans, as we touched on, have filled this side of the stands, which is a pretty decent chunk of real estate. But just like a Rogers Eagle football game, all the way lined down the fence, down the right field line. So the 3-2 pitch here comes again. And there it is, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Mendoza goes down on strike. So the Eagles, no runs on one hit. No errors and two men left on base. We are through three complete innings of play here in Blanco, and we are knotted up 1-1. You're listening to Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on 105.1 The Ranch. And welcome back to Blanco. Ricky Crow and Rob Reed here bringing you Rogers Eagles playoff baseball on the ranch. And through three innings of play, we are knotted up here 1-1 in this Region 4 championship game. Weimer will send Brian Rosenauer, Jonathan Lopez, and Ryan Rarick up against Gregory Mendoza here in the fourth. So the 5, 6, and 7 batters for Weimer. Rosenauer a strikeout victim last time as he looks at a fastball high and outside for a ball. Got to feel a little wind taken out of the sails after that last half inning. Rogers had plenty going there with two on and nobody out, unable to show anything for it. As Mendoza deals that fastball low, Gregory behind in the count now 2-0. Hinkey flashes the signs down at third. I'm sure that's the take sign. As Mendoza gets ready and deals, misses that one low. And that'll make it a 3-0 count to the leadoff batter here in the fourth inning.
Well, this part of the order, Mendoza very, very dominating on earlier. He had struck out Rosenauer looking and then did the same to Jonathan Lopez. Seems a little bit out of the rhythm that he was in earlier tonight, though.
Yeah, it seems like he's lost his release point a little bit as he keeps jerking those fastballs low. So he's going to go out of the stretch here and throws the fastball for a ball. Looks like they called it a ball. So that'll be a walk.
That looked like a pretty good pitch from here. Second walk issued by Gregory Mendoza.
That'll bring up Jonathan Lopez, the center fielder. He, too, was a strikeout victim last time up. As it looks like that Pierce is getting a little attention with his glove. Maybe the glove's a little bit muddy here. Coach Nash Ferris comes out and helps him out with that.
It's kind of like a sandbox behind the plate. As I mentioned earlier, it's very soft everywhere. There is dirt. And especially behind the plate, it seems really sandy back there.
So Lopez steps in, left-handed batter. Mendoza works from the stretch, and that ball is going to be bunted, and that's a good bunt. Mendoza's going to have to hustle and field it, fires it down to first base, and Lopez is going to beat it out. Boy, that was an excellent bunt by Lopez there. And from the left side of the box, he was able to get down that line. Good hustle by Mendoza getting to that ball, but that ball just died right outside of the dirt. So now turnabout fair play to the Weimer Wildcats with their leadoff two men on now with no one out. And that'll bring up Ryan Rarick. He walked the last time. So we'll see if they may have the bunt on with him. Ferris playing pretty deep at third. Maka in on the grass at first, and he's now going to be charging. As that pitch misses inside, Rarick was showing bunt. So not anything really fancy or impressive about this inning other than the fact that they have two men on. As Rarick shows bunt again, fastball on the inside corner for a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Looks like the Eagles are going to try to hold Ferris back at third there for a play at third as Marek is shaded way up the middle at shortstop. Kayla Williams not at a typical defensive spot. Maka bearing down from first base. As that pitch is dead down front, that's another good bunt. Mendoza gets it, fires it to first. Caleb with a good catch as he had to snatch that one out of the line as a bang-bang play at first place. Good play there by Caleb Williams for the first out. But the sacrifice is good, and that moves the runners up 90 feet. So that'll go 1-4. And we'll bring up Preston Langhoff, the first baseman.
One out.
Langhoff was hit the first time up.
Well, Mendoza really needing another one of those strikeouts that he has on the night. Five strikeouts, but has not struck anybody out since the second inning. And has been a little shaky with his control here in the fourth. He could use a big strikeout here against Langhoff.
Yeah, this is a big spot here. Langhoff, a big first baseman. We talked about one of the guys who looks like an offensive tackle, and he's showing bunt, and he's going to bunt it, and it lands right on the line, then trickles foul. So Hinkey, Coach Hinkey, trying to play a little small ball here as he had the squeeze on. But 0-1 the count. Almost a little bit of a surprise there. I mean, the guy's the eighth place hitter, so maybe not one of their stronger hitters, but you just don't see a great big guy like that late.
Not very often,
bunt.
Yeah.
So 0-1 the count here. Brent Jones waits on deck for Weimer. 1-1 our score here. Top of the fourth, runners on second and third. As that ball misses low, evens the count up at 1-1. Rosenauer at third, Lopez at second. Rosenauer walked. Lopez able to get a bunt single. The big number 11, Preston Langhoff, digs in from the right side. Mendoza looking into Pierce for the signal. Ferris now creeping in on the grass as a breaking ball twists in for a strike on the inside corner. Makes it a 1-2 count. Nice pitch there by Gregory. We touched on Langhoff was hit the last time up, so he may have given up on that one a little bit. So 1-2 here. Big situation here for the Eagles as Pierce gives the sign. And those are from the stretch. He deals. Breaking ball, check swing as that ball went low. No appeal.
You know, what we haven't seen from Mendoza, at least in the last couple of innings, is that three-quarter slot. I guess a slider or maybe a running fastball. Haven't seen that a whole lot tonight from him.
Yep, we'll see what he does here. Got a chance here. Two balls and two strikes. Still has one pitch to play with. Britt Jones stands on deck for Weimer. Mendoza deals. Fastball swinging and missed. Strike three. Struck him out on the high fastball. Big strikeout for Mendoza. First one since the second inning. And it couldn't have come at a better time.
Runners on second.
Yeah, he needed that one big. And here's Brent Jones, the number nine hitter. So Mendoza could get out of this inning. He blew away Jones on three straight pitches to strike him out to end the second inning.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Jones, he couldn't catch up with the fastball the first two strikes. It was way out in front of the breaking ball. And right there, Mendoza powers one by him high and hard for the strike.
Well, Gregory has lost that pinpoint control that he had early on that fastball, though. He's really been a little bit low with it tonight. This time he throws the high cheese and Jones goes right after it.
Well, I wonder if they called that on Jones to see if they could get him swinging high in his eyes. That breaking ball swinging a miss as he looked bad on that. Really out on that front foot and just a weak swing. So quickly, Jones is down 0-2. Now, last time Mendoza went with the breaking ball. We'll see what he does. Pierce gets ready, sets up on the outside. And the pitch, breaking ball, that ball is chopped foul. Pierce able to grab it out of midair, but he's behind the plate. So first contact of the night for Jones. And it'll remain 0-2 here. No balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Runners at second and third. That's Rosenauer at third, Lopez at second.
Well, you think you might be able to fool him with a breaking ball, but you want to be careful right here. The go-ahead runner down at third base.
So Mendoza comes set, and he deals. Breaking ball, swinging a miss, and struck him out. Two big strikeouts for Mendoza, ends the inning. So a lot of noise, but nothing to show for it for Weimer. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two men left on base. We are through 3.5 innings of play here in Blanco. Our score, the Rogers Eagles won. The Weimer Wildcats won. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch. And welcome back to Blanco. Ricky Crow and Rob Reed here. We are through 3.5 innings of play. Our score 1-1 here. Rogers and Weimer knotted up in this Class 2A Region 4 District Finals game. Winner moves on to the state tournament, which will be next Wednesday and Thursday for Class 2A. That'll be at Dish Falk Field. So both of these teams trying to get back there for the third time here in the last 10 years. I think both of them have been twice in the decade of the 2000s. So it'll be Matt Maka, Caleb Williams, and David Kostrin for the Eagles as they try to get something going here against Blaha. The right-handed pitcher throws a fastball. Wow, that's called a strike. That looked a little low to Big Matt. But 0-1 here. Third baseman Dentert continues to play a little step inside the bag as that breaking ball twists outside, 1-1. You know, Rob, he just must be comfortable playing there because you've got Matt Mock up, a big power hitter, not super fleet of foot. That just must be his spot of preference.
I guess. A little dangerous.
As Blaha deals, fastball. That ball is fisted to the right side. It lands. The second baseman, Rarick, over there, makes a bad throw. It gets by the first baseman, Langhoff. And Maka's going to be safe. I think that has to be scored an error.
Yeah, I think so, too. It was going to be a close play, but certainly Rarick had plenty of time to make the play and almost did. A good stretch out there by Longhoff, the first baseman, just couldn't get over it. And then how athletic is Matt Maka? A little hurdle over top of Longhoff, who was kind of in the way.
Justin Flores will come in and run for Matt. Again, that ball got in on Matt a little bit, just strong enough to flare it out between first and second base. Second baseman Rarick was shaded up the middle, had a long way to run. Ball landed on the dirt and just kind of died, but Rarick able to get there. But the rush to throw a little bit, so the Eagles once again with a leadoff man on, looking to get something going here in the bottom of the fourth inning in this tie ball game. So Williams got on via an error last time as he takes a fastball for a strike. So Blaha, the sophomore, has to go back out of the stretch. And defensively, Gintert at third, Janetska at short, Rarick at second. Langhoff, as Caleb shows a bunt, pulls it back and takes a breaking ball high.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of running tonight by either team, and a lot of that has to do with the wet, slow conditions on the base paths.
Well, it looked like Ramirez had a pretty good arm behind the plate. Looks like he had a pretty good arm behind the plate for Weimer. The one thing is with Blaha on the mound, if you can guess right with its slow breaking ball, you may be able to get one here as Flores takes the lead. There's the pitch. Fastball, that's driven into the gap in left field. It's going to be cut off by the center fielder, Lopez, and he's going to hold Flores at second. So that was a big knock by Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, the cover boy on the sports page this week of the Temple Daily Telegram.
Saw that.
Comes through with flying colors there with a base hit. So the Eagles, once again, with two on, nobody out.
Not only the cover boy, it was an action shot with a little dive out there.
It really was. I should have asked him if that hurt whenever he landed because he was perfectly parallel to the ground. So David Costrin comes up. Costrin, a fielder's choice last time up as he grounded out to second base. He takes a breaking ball, low and outside for a ball.
That's a third hit for the Eagles. And again, for the second straight inning, they've got runners at first and second and nobody out. They stranded a couple of runners in the bottom half of the third in a 1-1 ball game.
Rogers not with the bunt on the first pitch, and no surprise as they work down toward the bottom of the order. Costrin's been a pretty good RBI man. Second baseman Rarick really playing him up the middle. Big hole on the right side as the first baseman Langerhoff holds him as that pitch is fouled back to the screen.
I don't believe the bunt is on here.
Well, Rob, what if I told you this? For the whole year, David Costrin, only 14 RBIs, and that includes the playoffs. It seems like he's had 14 in the playoffs. He needs to have us come to all the games because it seems I think he's gotten probably 10 or 12 of those in the playoffs. So 1-1 the count to Costrin. It's Flores out at second. He's running for Matt Maka. Caleb Williams at first base. The Eagles trying to get something going here in the fourth inning. There's the pitch. Costrin chops it. That's slowly hit to the shortstop. Janetka comes in, fires over to first. It's low, and Costrin's going to beat it out. Infield single for David Costrin. Loads the bases. And that'll bring up Cody Yonke.
Well, Janetska made an error earlier in the night when he didn't charge a ball. And even though he charged that one, he can't get David Costrin busting it down the line.
One thing that's apparent here with Janetska, he doesn't get a very good jump on the ball. And the other thing is that he, you know, almost like a baby giraffe, if you will, he has a little bit of trouble getting everything going once he goes down and comes up. So the Eagles with the full bags. Cody Yonke with a chance to be the hero here for Rogers as he takes a breaking ball, turns away from it, and it misses high. It looks like Cody was fooled there.
Well, the Wildcats coming in on the infield here trying to cut off a run on a ground ball with nobody out in a 1-1 ball game.
Now, Cody's tried to put down a few bunts in the playoffs. We'll see what happens here. Is that fastball inside, and it makes it 2-0. So, Blaha, we talked about Weimer really hasn't been in a tight here in the playoffs. Sophomore man, strike zone may be tightening up here with the bases juiced in the fourth inning. 1-1 ball game. Yonke struck out his last time up. And the pitch high, ball three. So you can hear this Rogers crowd. really encouraging that pitcher to throw another ball.
Blaha reached back and kind of overthrew that ball, and it went way high. He's really lucky that his catcher, Ramirez, was able to reach up and grab that.
Well, you got to give credit to Ramirez also, too. Ramirez, a senior. We talked about only a couple of seniors, three in the starting lineup for Weimer, but wisely there, he took a little timeout and went to try to settle his pitcher, Blaha, down. So good move by the senior. So three balls and no strikes to Cody Yonke. Flores at third, Williams at second, Costern at first. Blaha deals, and that fastball's in for a strike as Yonke takes a run down the first baseline. Going to have to retrieve his bat for the second time, once for each team that a batter has anticipated a ball four call. Or check it, that was the pitcher who anticipated that for Weimer. So three balls and one strike to Yonke. Infield in for Weimer. Blaha deals, swinging a miss on the fastball. So Yonke now three balls and two strikes. He's had a little bit of trouble with Blaha's fastball. That's what he went down on the last time. Blaha working quickly. He deals. That fastball has popped up. It looks like there's going to be some room. And Ramirez is able to get under it over right by us for the first out, and that's a big one.
Well, it is too, Ricky, because that was probably going to be ball four. That ball, a fastball that kind of rose on Blaha, and Cody just couldn't lay off of it. So now there's one out. Top of the Ryan Pierce here, then the top.
Ryan Pierce got into one the last time as he bounced one off the big blue wall in left center field for a double. Ended up getting retired on a bunt attempt later in the inning. So this is a big spot for the junior catcher. Came into the series batting 261, and he looks at a fastball for a strike.
For the Eagles, it's hard to imagine that they've only got one run. I mean, Blaha has been in trouble ever since that first inning when he retired Rogers in order.
So the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball bounces. Good job by Ramirez as he really went down, kept that ball in front of him as it bounces back into fair play. Boy, that was textbook there, Rob.
Well, we talked about, this is kind of interesting, we talked about the slow track and the dirt, how muddy and slow it is. The infield base paths, though, are grass. So if you get something away, it's not like it's a completely slow track down the lines.
So 1-1 now to Pierce. Blaha working out of the windup now. Runners take their lead. He deals. That fastball misses low. Two balls and one strike. You know, one thing that Coach Keith Klaus may have noticed whenever he did that bunt attempt with Ryan Ferris is Blaha's pretty quick off that mound because that wasn't a bad bunt. And he not only was able to get on it, but throw the runner out at third. So that may be a reason why we're not seeing some bunt attempts here by Yonke and Pierce.
Pretty good fielder.
So two balls and one strike to Pierce. Fastball. That ball's hit on the ground to Janechka. He's going to take it and come home with it. And that throw is low, but a good dig by Logan Ramirez. And so the fielder's choice will retire Justin Flores. And the Eagles now again. Lots of activity, but nothing to show for it. J.C. Garcia comes up with the bases still juice, but now two outs.
Now, the Eagles cannot afford to leave this opportunity on the table. Bases loaded. They left two on in the third, left one man on in the second. So two straight innings, they've had runners at first and second, nobody out. In fact, had the bases loaded here with one out here in the fourth. In fact, no outs. You're right.
So J.C. comes in, bases still loaded, 1-1 here in the fourth inning. Two outs now as the junior center fielder tries to do it for the Eagles, and he rips one, and that's off the first baseman's glove. The second baseman gets over, makes a play, throws it to Blaha, and he's going to be safe, and Blaha is really hot there as that ball ate up the first baseman, Langhoff. But he's scoring that a base hit or an error?
That's got to be an error.
Okay. So Blaha, kind of almost reminiscent last night of the game that you mentioned where Galarraga lost the no-hitter. Ball bounced off the first baseman. Rearing was over there, and Johnny on the spot threw to Blaha, who was trying to cover. He really got over to that base quickly. Bang, bang play at first base. And J.C. with his feet from the left side of the box able to beat it out. So the Eagles take a 2-1 lead.
I think the call was right over there. I think Garcia beat that out. But Blaha really furious. And out to have a talk with the first base umpire is Coach Charles Henke, who makes a long walk, and the umpire waits out there, lets him walk all the way out to have this conversation.
Well, and it's just how things happen a lot of times. I'm sure he's probably remembering that the first base umpire was the one who earlier in the game overruled the home plate umpire on Gregory Mendoza's at bat, where he chopped one that hit him in foul territory. It was called a dead ball by the first base umpire, where he overruled the home plate umpire.
Well, that conversation is going on. Blaha and his catcher Ramirez, along with the rest of the infield, is now meeting on the mound without Coach Henke, talking over what they want to do here. Boy, could Ryan Ferris break this game open right here.
Well, you've got a real tense situation here. As we touched on, Blaha was very animated on that play. You could tell that the sophomore was quite upset about that call. So as we've talked about before, I think one more hit could send the candy falling out of Blaha. Big opportunity here for Ryan. Ryan 0-for-2, a ground out victim his first time up. Fielder's choice last time on a bunt attempt. Right-handed batter digs in. That fastball misses low.
Well, you're right. You know, you never know what will affect a pitcher. It's a funny ball game. Sometimes hits will rattle them, but sometimes it's things like that that get in their heads.
So the 1-0 pitch comes to Ferris. That fastball is fouled back to the screen. Ferris just missed that. Well, he had a pitch to hit.
That was a pitch Ryan knew he could drive. And just got under that a little bit, trying to hit a round ball with a round stick. Not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
Ryan, one of only three Eagles to have a hit in every game last series, as he waits for the 1-1 pitch, swings through it. One ball and two strikes. So Blaha reaching back for a little extra there. Now Ferris is going to have to protect, as he's now 1-2. Eagles taking a 2-1 lead here in the fourth. Bases are still loaded, two outs. As Ferris digs in, breaking ball, swing and a miss as he pulled the string on him. Strike three, struck him out. And that'll do it for the Eagles. So the Eagles get one run on two hits, two errors, and 3 men left on base. We are through four complete innings of play here in Blanco. Our score, the Rogers Eagles 2 and the Weimer Wildcats 1. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch. And welcome back to Blanco. Ricky Crow and Rob Reed here as we move into the fifth inning. Rogers Eagles on top of Weimer, 2-1. And Weimer will have the top of the order coming up. Blaha, Ramirez, and Janechka.
Hey, you just heard Becky Marek talking about the Busy Bee carryout and catering. She sent Donnie over to the radio station this week on Monday. We had our Memorial Day polka special. You want to get a hold of some good cinnamon rolls that'll make you kick your dog, go see Donnie and Becky.
So Blaha takes the first pitch, fastball for a strike, and we're underway here in the fifth inning.
By the way, on the broadcast, we don't back the kicking of the dog.
Breaking ball dips in for a strike, 0-2 now to Blaha.
What a great start for Gregory Mendoza to come back here after the Eagles have taken the lead.
Leadoff hitter has put the ball in play a couple of times, grounded out his first time up, flew out to left field his last time. That breaking ball swung on a miss, strike three, as Pierce has to throw down to first base as the ball got away from him, but that'll be a strikeout, and the first out of the fifth inning for Mendoza and the Eagles. Eighth strikeout on the night for Gregory, as he's marching towards double digits again, and Logan Ramirez will come up. He was a strikeout victim his first time, grounded out the last time. The catcher. And you touched on, we've got some great sponsors here. We'll just mention a few of them. Take a minute here in between pitches. Oscar Store, good friend Michael Morrison. Last Call will be out there tomorrow night, or Saturday night. SBJST, of course, big backer of the Eagles. As that fastball comes in for a strike. Brian Vonacek, always good to back the Eagles. Seebeck Painting, I saw a few of the Seebeck Painting guys here tonight. All those guys from Rogers. as that ball is swung on and missed as they appeal down to second base. He tried to check his swing on a nasty breaking ball, but Ramirez not able to do it for an 0-2 count now. First Baptist Church, Will Passmore. I do want to make a mention, too. A note was sent out today by Will Passmore. Of course, many people know that the Rogers, the city of Rogers and the Little League Association and just the whole town are trying to really work on a park, and they are having some work days on Saturdays here over the next few weeks. As Mendoza throws the 0-2 pitch, breaking ball just misses, as it may have frozen the umpire there. Part of the park project requires volunteer hours as part of a matching grant, so we do want to encourage people to come out on Saturdays to the park work days. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball really snapped that one off as it hits about the 55-foot mark. Makes it 2-2. Smile at the World Orthodontics, of course, as we mentioned before, the official orthodontist of the Crow family. Green Sausage House. Always a backer of the Rogers Eagles, home of the Sausage Burger. Talked about Doskasil Farms. As Mendoza deals, that fastball misses low, so back to a 3-2 count now to Ramirez with a dangerous Trent Janechka on deck. Rogers Bank, Marvin Young, always a good sponsor for the Rogers Eagles. Daryl Glazer, Capital Choice Financial, as a 3-2 pitch, swinging a miss and struck him out on a high fastball, so Mendoza digs deep and sends Ramirez back to the bench with his ninth strikeout of the night. Daryl Glazer, I saw him come up a while ago. Trico Propane, Albert Granado, Granado's paint and body, Justin Flores. That's his grandson who was in to run a little bit earlier, so we appreciate that. Ray's Auto Repair, Ray and Terry Coots, wife Penny Coots on the school board at Rogers. You touched on Busy Bee Catering as Janetska steps in. Breaking ball hooks in for a strike. Janetska 2-for-2 on the night, a home run and a single. Both of them on fastballs, so we'll see if he gets one here in a 2-1 ball game. Rogers with the lead. I'd be careful with this guy. Mendoza deals. Breaking ball swung on and missed as that ball had such a break on it that it gets away from Pierce.
Well, he got out in front of Janechka on three straight breaking balls last time, 1-2, and then gave him a fastball, and he singled to left. He got to stick with the breaking ball here. He has no clue on that curveball right now.
He doesn't. So 0-2 here. Do want to mention, too, Kaser Construction and Glenn Marek. Breaking ball just high as Gregory got under that one a little bit. Makes it 1-2.
Well, but you don't want to hang that breaking ball. You don't want to leave it up there for this guy.
No, you want it low and outside. We'll see what's called here as Pierce gets the call from the dugout. Mendoza winds a deal, swung on and missed strike three as that ball landed at about the 55-foot mark. Pierce retrieves it, fires down to first base. So Gregory Mendoza with his own golden sombrero this inning. Three strikeouts there, and that'll do it for Weimer. So no runs, no hits, no errors. Three strikeouts for Mendoza. We are through 4.5 innings of play. Our score, Rogers 2 and Weimer 1. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch.
Welcome back to Blanco. I'd like to say hello to Thomas from the Oscar store. He actually, I don't know if you know this, Ricky, Thomas listens in his press box on the radio. His pickup. He goes outside to his press box, he calls it, to listen to the ball games.
Well, if you haven't had a chance to go out to Oscar store, which I don't know of many people who haven't had that chance, well, that is a really nice atmosphere, a good time. And hopefully we can get some good times going here in the bottom of the fifth inning as the Eagles send the heart of their lineup up. Marek, Mendoza, and Maka, the three M's. Hopefully we can get a little runs here and extend this lead out as Marek takes a fastball for a strike, and we're underway here in the bottom of the fifth.
Well, the Eagles in the last two innings have stranded five base runners, and they've had the bases loaded and first and second with nobody out.
Marek looks at a breaking ball outside. Chance 0-for-2, two flyouts, and both times he's been just a little bit out in front of Blaha's offering, a little bit off of his front foot there, just hasn't gotten good wood on it. So the 1-1 pitch to Mark. Fastball at the eyes. He lays off of it.
Good one.
Two balls and one strike. So the Eagles looking to get their leadoff man on for the fourth straight inning here. As they continue to march towards Dishfalk Field. Of course, we touched on it earlier. Chance with a big 5-for-5 game in the third and decisive game against Danbury, including a big home run. Be a good time for one right now as he looks at a 2-1 pitch. Fastball popped up on the infield, Ball was a little high in the zone. Blaha is going to come up and take that one himself. So Marek retired on the pop-up to the pitcher.
That's frustrating for Chance. He had a line drive over to first base his first time up, then flat out to right. And that one, he really frustrated in the way that at-bat ended. And, well, that breaks a string of two straight innings where the Eagles have gotten the leadoff man aboard.
So Mendoza, big right-handed batter, steps in. He flew out to right field his first time up. A strikeout victim his second time. That ended the third inning as he looks at a breaking ball outside for a ball. One thing kind of interesting, Blaha, I have him only for three strikeouts, but each one of them has been to end the inning.
Yeah, so they've been big.
Dug a little deep there whenever he's needed it. Yet not a big guy. Looks to be about 5'8". As he throws a fastball, Mendoza late on it, fouls it out of play. Makes the count 1-1.
Well, he's done a good job here against the 3-4 hitters in the Eagles lineup. Neither one, Marek nor Mendoza, with a base hit here tonight. Eagles have four hits, two runs on four hits for Rogers.
One ball, one strike here. 2-1 our score. Rogers on top of Weimer. Blaha deals to Mendoza. Breaking ball. That's going to be lifted into right center field. Ranging over those, the right fielder Townsend, who falls down and makes the catch. Not really sure that he had to fall down there, if he slipped or what, but
I think he might have misjudged that ball a little bit, Ricky, as he ran to the alley to get to it, and then it was hit a little deeper, I think, than he thought, and he had to go backwards a little bit, and his momentum just kind of took him down. Lucky to hold on to the ball.
So two quick outs here in the fifth. Now mock up for the Eagles. Got a base hit his last time up. As that breaking ball misses outside. And a base hit was replaced by Justin Flores as a courtesy runner. Flores was eventually cut down at home plate on a ground ball to the shortstop, Janechka. So Matt has the stick heating up here. Like to see the big man get into it for his seventh home run of the year here. What a time it would be. As that fastball is low, makes it 2-0.
Well, the other side of this, you know, the Eagles have four hits, but they've also been unable to take advantage of three errors from Weimer tonight.
So the 2-0 pitch outside, ball three. So Maka looking to get on for the second time, the third time, as he got a single his first time up. That fastball comes across for a strike. I have to correct myself. He actually singled his first time up. Got on via an error the last time. So three balls and one strike to Matt. And the pitch, fastball inside corner for a strike. Well, that'll be three balls and two strikes here now to Maka. So Blaha, the right-hander, gets ready and deals. Fastball swung on and fouled back. Maka barely able to get a piece of that one.
Yeah, a little bit late on that high fastball again. What might have been ball four up around the letters on Matt.
So we'll do it again here. Three balls and two strikes. Blaha deals. Breaking ball low. And Maka coaxes the walk. And he'll go down to first base. Big number 21. And I don't imagine he'll stay there long. May see another pinch runner.
Well, now Blaha is into the part of the order that's really done some damage. Caleb Williams has been on base both times. David Kostrin has been on base both times. Each one of those guys with a base hit tonight.
Maka will stay in the game here as Caleb Williams comes to the plate. Second baseman takes a breaking ball inside for a ball. As Rob mentioned, Williams comes in 1-for-2. Reached on an error by the shortstop, Janechka, his first time up. Got a nice solid single the last time.
And scored the go-ahead run.
So one ball, no strikes as the throw goes over. Chases Maka back as Langhoff swipes a little tag on. 2-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rogers on top of Weimer. Blaha's gone the whole way for Weimer as Williams fouls that one back out of play. Over the Rogers bus behind us.
Dylan Blaha on the mound for Weimer, Ricky. He is an intense young man. a lot of bulldog mentality as you watch this kid, the way he carries himself, the way he makes his moves and fields his position. Pretty good-looking player.
Just a sophomore, too. And I don't think he shies from the spotlight as he gets ready to give the one-and-one pitch. Breaking ball, half swing by Caleb. That ball's chopped over third baseman. Gentert fires it over to first base and is able to retire a sliding Caleb Williams for the out. So the Eagles, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We are through five complete innings of play. Our score, the Rogers Eagles 2 and the Weimer Wildcats 1. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on 105.1 The Ranch.
Life is filled with uh-ohs. And when those uh-ohs happen to your car, truck, or SUV, there's never a good time. So when you uh-oh and your ride is damaged, call Granados Paint and Body in Temple. Call 770-0034. 0034. Granados Paint and Body does complete paint jobs, touch-ups, factory baked-on finishes, and windshield work, too. Plus, collision repairs to fix your uh-ohs. So when life throws you an uh-oh, Granados Paint and Body, 254-770-0034.
Those special times in life, like marriage, a new home, a new baby. SPJST's term plans are designed for those special times in life when you need protection and adequate insurance coverage. SPJST offers 10, 15, 20, and 30-year term products for all of those special times. Call SPJST for a no-obligation quote on term plans at 1-800-727-7578. SPJST, providing families with affordable, competitive life insurance coverage.
Back in Blanco, Texas, on the ranch tonight, Rob Reed along with Ricky Crow as we go to the sixth inning in a tightly contested Region 4 championship game. It's the Rogers Eagles 2, the Weimer Wildcats 1. Rogers, 2 runs on 4 hits tonight. 1 run on 3 hits for Weimer as Wildcats will send Gennert, Rosenauer, and Lopez to the plate against Gregory Mendoza. Mendoza misses low for ball one. Gregory tonight, 5 innings of work. He has struck out 10 and walked 2 as Gennert is 0 for 2. Got caught looking in the first inning and he watches a high fastball here. 2 balls and no strikes to the big third baseman, Coy Gennert.
76 pitches so far for Mendoza.
Here's a 2-0 and a swing and a miss at a fastball. And he gets back into the count now. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mendoza winds and deals, working quickly. Try the outside corner on a fastball and he misses here. And the count is now 3 balls and 1 strike to the leadoff man in the sixth. There's a swing and a high fly deep foul ball that will get out of play off to the right side. And that'll fill the count. 3-2 to Gennert.
Gennert a little tardy on that. You can tell the big man has a little bit of pop here in the number 4 hole, third baseman. Be a big out to get here.
Here's a 3-2 from Mendoza. Swung on and fouled back. Just got a bit of it to stay alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes here. Three balls, 2 strikes. Big pitch here for Gregory Mendoza. Swung on and hit foul down the third baseline sharply. And the count will stay 3-2. Weimer took a 1-0 lead in the first inning. Solo home run by the shortstop, Trent Janetschka. As Mendoza deals a 3-2 pitch. High, ball 4. So a leadoff walk here in the sixth inning to Coy Gennert. And that will bring the DH, Brian Rosenauer, to the plate. Third walk of the night issued here by Gregory Mendoza, as we'll have a runner for Gennert, the third baseman. A little better speed out on the base paths for Weimer.
Coach Hinkie really, really encouraging the young man. It looks like it's Colton Smith, the sophomore.
Number 6, Colton Smith.
So he will represent the tying run for Weimer here in the top of the sixth. And here is Brian Rosenauer, who struck out looking in the second and walked in the fourth inning. 10 strikeouts on the night for Gregory Mendoza. As he goes to work here, there's a ball flared into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And the Wildcats have runners at first and second with nobody out here in the sixth inning.
Well, he hit that one right off the end of the bat. And just enough to get dumped into the infield. Koster hustled quite a bit for that, made a good effort, but just no chance to get it. And so now Weimer with something doing here. They're not going to go easily here.
Mendoza had struck out five in a row before the start of this inning. As Lopez stands in and bunts one foul down the third baseline. And it's 0-1. We saw Weimer execute the small ball game in the fourth inning on a bunt with runners at first and second. The same situation. Nobody was out. And then after the bunt, Mendoza struck out the next two men, starting a streak of five straight that he struck out. Here's the 0-1 to Lopez. Another bunt attempt. This out in front of the plate. Throw to third by Pierce. And they get the force on the lead runner. And there's one gone. Ryan Pierce. Fantastic play. Bouncing up, grabbing that ball and gunning it to Ryan Ferris for the force.
Well, that just set up perfectly for Ryan Pierce there. That ball was bunted. We talked about Lopez put down a good bunt the last time and bunted it to the third base side. Did it there, didn't quite get enough of it. And Pierce, with the left-handed batter in the box, was able just to have a clear view and a clear shot. Fired it down. Good stretch by Ferris as the base runner, Colton Smith, had a pretty good jump. Big out for the Eagles.
Here's Ryan Rarick. And he'll take a breaking ball for a called strike at 2-1. 2-1, Rogers leads it.
He really buckled on that one, too. He didn't like that pitch at all. Ryan Rarey did. He was bailing out a little bit.
Weimer with runners at first and second and one out here in the top of the sixth. Mendoza's 0-1 is swung on and foul tipped, and it's 0-2.
Mendoza pulled a little string there, had him way out on his front foot. That back foot came up, as we saw so many times last week by that Danbury team. And so Mendoza has Rarick where he wants him right here.
At second is the pinch runner, Smith. And over at first base is Lopez. As Marek and Mendoza chatting here. Sorry, that's Rosenauer at second base and Lopez at first. Smith was erased on a force at third. 0-2 pitch from Mendoza. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked nicely. Here's a throw to second base. As Rosenauer was way off the bag, Pierce fires out to second. But they say he got back in time.
Yeah, good play there by Pierce. Big secondary lead by Rosenauer. Kind of got caught sleeping. Pierce's throw a little bit to the second base side of the bag, or he would have had him there.
One ball, two strikes. Swung on and fouled. Back out of play. And the count will stay 1-2. That was a pitch way up around the eyes.
Rarick's kind of a slim guy, not very big. Kind of looks to be about 5'8", maybe about 150 pounds. Held his bat right in the middle of his stance there. Now gets it back.
Here's the 1-2, another foul ball swung on and sent back to the screen as Rarick stays alive. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, that hit the umpire. And what I'm not sure there if he didn't duck his head and take it off the top of the head a little bit. Maybe a glancing blow off the mask, but it looks like he's okay.
Rogers tying the ball game tonight in the second inning, and then they took the lead in the fourth. Holding on here 2-1. Weimer with runners at first and second and one out. Mendoza working here to Ryan Rarick, the Weimer second baseman. One ball, two strikes. As Mendoza comes set at the letters. Now the pitch. Breaking ball. And fouled it away again off the plate. And it's 1-2 still.
You have to give credit to Rarick. He's really extending this at bat. He didn't look particularly good, especially on that first pitch, but he's managed to battle here and force Mendoza to throw quite a few pitches here. Pitch count really piling up for Gregory.
One ball, two strikes. One out, two on. The pitch swung on and foul off to the right.
A ball out of play.
So Rarick battling Mendoza here.
Fourth foul ball in this at bat for Rarick.
A 2-1 Rogers lead here in the sixth inning from Blanco tonight, the Region 4 championship game. 1-2 pitch. He struck him out. Down goes Rarick going after a breaking ball. Down out of the strike zone. 11th strikeout of the night for Gregory Mendoza, and it's a big one.
Well, we hear the term so often, something rolling off the table, and that one definitely did. That ball looked like it dropped a foot, and Rarick just was overmatched there. So Preston Langhoff now coming up here. Big out for the Eagles here with two outs and two on.
Langhoff hit by a pitch, and he also struck out. The number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Weimer Wildcats. Mendoza out of the stretch. Breaking ball hits Langhoff again, and that's going to load the bases for the number 9 hitter.
Well, and the one thing that it does as well, too, is it guarantees, unless something strange happens, like a base running error, that Trent Janechka is going to get to come to the plate again for Weimer. As at best here, you can retire Jones, and then it'll roll back to the top of the order. So it's big for Weimer that they were able to get three runners on this inning. Even if they don't score, we're going to have a pinch runner. Looks like it's number 10, Jordan Chesser.
Well, that's going to load the bases here for Weimer, and they'll send Brent Jones to the plate, who has struck out twice against Mendoza. And frankly, as brutally honest as it is, he has looked clueless at the plate against Mendoza tonight.
Well, the other thing that this does is it advances the runners up 90 feet, so we have a runner on third base now, so Pierce is really going to have to be a wall back there behind the plate as Gregory's really snapped off a few breaking balls here.
Jones steps in, 0 for 2.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Jones try to really cheat a fastball and get in front of it.
Breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
Gregory might have been thinking that as well, too, and threw him that breaking ball the first pitch.
Bases loaded, two outs. 0-1 count to Brent Jones. Mendoza on the mound for the Eagles. Out of the stretch. Breaking ball. Swung and missed again, and it's 0-2.
He, again, was way out on that front foot. I mean, just totally mismatched there. So big pitch here.
Mendoza one pitch away from getting out of this bases loaded jam in the sixth. The pitch, breaking ball, just missed outside, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, that was right where Pierce had set up. He set up, he moved quite a bit outside there. Ball was a little high in the zone there. That was almost close to being hung there.
1-2, Mendoza set. Out of the stretch, swung on, hit towards the hole, and it's through for a base hit. Weimer scores one. A second run is home, and the Wildcats have taken a 3-2 lead on a base hit by a guy who looks like he hadn't had a clue both times he'd been up against Gregory Mendoza.
Well, that was a big hit. Ball not hit hard. It just got under Ferris's glove there and trickled through the hole. Boy, that's tough with the bases juiced like that.
So Rosenauer scores and Lopez scores. And so now the Eagles have gone from leading by a run to trailing by a run here in the sixth inning. A meeting on the mound between Keith Klaus and his infield. It's going to bring the top of the order to the plate and Dylan Blaha with runners still at first and second and two outs. The runner, Chesser, is at second. Jones at first. Dylan Blaha tonight, 0-3. Struck out his last time up. Digs in from the left side of the plate against Mendoza. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball for a called strike. It's 0-1.
Well, you know, you're down by one, which is a bad thing, but this is a big out to get here. You certainly want to cut the damage here with runners still on.
3-2 Weimer There's a swing and a miss and another ball in the dirt. And Mendoza out in front of Blaha now. Nothing and two. When Rogers comes up in the sixth, it's Costrin, Yonke, and Pierce. Two outs and two on. An 0-2 count. Mendoza to Blaha. High fastball. A little bit outside. And the count, one ball, two strikes to the Weimer pitcher. At the top of the order, here's the 1-2 Mendoza pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Just did get a piece of that breaking ball down and out of the strike zone to stay alive. It's one ball and two strikes.
Well, we've talked about it before, how the bottom of the order, you know, has been big for the Eagles. And in that case, the Weimer Wildcats, bottom of the order really showed up there.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball, out of play.
One ball, two strikes.
I just got an interesting note. We have 70 listeners online at KMIL.com tonight. So if you're listening online, we appreciate you being here. And it's been a good one. Weimer leads it 3-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on, hit on the ground of Williams at second. Throw to first, and the inning is over. But Weimer, two runs on two hits, no errors, and two men are left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Weimer 3, Rogers 2. You're listening to Rogers Eagles Playoff Baseball on the Ranch. Welcome back to Blanco. Rob Reed along with Ricky Crow. Rogers Eagles trail by one, 3-2 in a seesaw game. Weimer jumped on top here early, 1-0. Eagles tied it up in the second, 1-1, took the lead in the fourth, 2-1. And now Weimer taking the lead back in the sixth, 3-2. The number nine hitter in the order, Brent Jones, with a two RBI base hit with the bases loaded. And so now Rogers trails by a run as David Costrin steps in. David tonight been on base both times. Fielder's choice and a base hit. As he steps in from the right side, Blaha taking a long time with his first pitch. And it's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Line on Blaha tonight, five innings. Eagles have four hits on him, two runs, one earned. He's walked two and struck out three. Here is the 0-1. And Costrin swings and misses, fooled on a breaking ball. Bottom fell out of that pitch. And it's 0-2 to David Costrin.
Man, that really was. It was almost like a change maybe or something, as that ball really was a slow pace. Costrin way out in front of it. Good arm action by Blah all night.
He's ready for the 0-2. And it's low and outside for a ball, 1-2.
Blaha does a good job of spotting that fastball in. He'll throw it. He throws all of his pitches at different times. That time, tried to sneak the fastball by him to get the strikeout.
Now ready for the 1-2 pitch. Costrin swings and misses at a curveball and strikes out. That is strikeout number four on the night for Dylan Blaha. And here is Dustin Meadows, who will step in to face Blaha for the first time tonight. Dustin has been DHing through most of the postseason. And he'll get a chance to hit right here with one out in the sixth inning. 3-2, Weimer leads it. As Blaha, the sophomore pitcher, out directing traffic defensively for the Wildcats. And the pitch to Meadows is a low fastball, 1-0.
Meadows was 1-for-7 in the series against Danbury. Had a hit in the first game for an RBI.
Waits on the 1-0 pitch from Blaha. A fastball swung on, hit pretty good. The first baseman, Longhoff, boots it. And the Eagles have something going here in the bottom of the sixth. Preston Longhoff, the second time tonight, he has booted one up his arm.
Yeah, and that one, in contrast to the one that JC hit, previously, which really just ate him up. I mean, that was a really, really hard hit ball. That one, I mean, that wasn't hit really hard at all. He just totally misplayed that. So the Eagles catch a big break here. I didn't think Big Dustin was ever going to get down that line, though it seemed like time stopped as he was going down the line.
Well, the umpires are discussing something. All three of them, and now Coach Keith Klaus making his way over to that conference. I'm not sure what the discussion is here. In fact, I have no idea. Klaus is now saying something to the Rogers dugout and pointing at first base, asking a question.
I thought he may be trying to get a pinch runner in for Meadows.
Well, as discussion continues, and he is, that was the deal, as the Eagles will get a runner here. Travis, is that Travis Perkins?
That is Travis Perkins.
And a big hand for Travis, who's had Tommy John surgery and has not been in any games for the Eagles here in the playoffs. He's going to come on to run here.
That was a big blow for the Eagles. Of course, the Eagles lucky to have a pretty good depth of pitching, but, you know, that's really, really a tough break as he was a senior. Good pitcher for the Eagles, and glad to see him get in here, and who knows, maybe he can make something happen on the base paths here.
One out, runner on first base.
So 3-2 here, Rogers trails, but one on, one out here in the sixth.
So here is Ryan Pierce, who had a big leadoff double back in the third inning. Now runner at first, and one gone, Eagles down 3-2, bottom of the sixth. Blaha out of the stretch. A big swing and a miss by Ryan Pierce. And it's 0-1. Ryan been on base both times tonight. Eagles could really use him another right here. What stands out really large right now, Ricky, is those innings where Rogers left five runners in scoring position. Here's a big breaking ball too far inside to Pierce. And it's 1-1. Back in the third inning, they had runners at first and second, nobody out. Bases loaded in the next inning, and nobody out. Well, got one run out of that.
That's the thing that's kind of scary. You know, you let a team hang around, then all of a sudden something happens like last inning, and you find yourself behind late in the game.
Here's the 1-1 to Pierce. Swung on, hit in the air. Into the outfield, in the alley, the center fielder, that's Lopez, camps under it and makes the catch, and there are two gone.
Well, he hit that one a mile high. You could tell he got under it. He could have straightened that out. It would have been into the trees over the monster there at left center, but ball got up, and so it'll be up to JC here at the bottom of the sixth.
Garcia tonight flied out to right. He walked in the third and drove in that run on that play over at first base back in the fourth inning. There were two outs at the time, and the bases were loaded. A ball that went up the arm of the first baseman, the second baseman, Rarick, made it a close play with a throw to first with the pitcher covering. Here's the pitch down low to Garcia for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Tell you what, Rob, JC barely missed one in the first inning. He flew out, was a little bit in front of it to right field. The last time up, he really hit a rope down the first baseline. I wouldn't be surprised to see him try to jerk one down that 311 right field line here and give the Eagles a lead.
3-2, Weimer leads it. Bottom of the sixth, the Eagles with a tying run at first base and two outs. So 1-0 count to Garcia. The pitch, a fastball for a strike. It's 1-1.
That was a good job by J.C. of laying off that pitch. I think he's looking for something to pull here. That pitch was on the outside corner, so credit J.C. for laying it inside.
Well, he's got lots of room the other way if he decides to go opposite field. 1-1, the pitch, swung on. Looked like he might have tried to go the other way with that one, and he fouls it away. It's a ball and two strikes now to Garcia.
You have to give Blaha credit. JC has pulled the ball both times that he's been at the plate and hit the ball, so they're trying to work him away here now. J- JC's had some good cuts at Blaha tonight, though.
Play him around to the right side in the outfield. A ball and two strikes to Garcia. Big pitch here for Blaha. And it's swung on and hit well to center field. That may be over his head. It is. Rounding second is Perkins, headed for third. Garcia's coming into second. There's going to be a play at the plate. They throw it home. Perkins is tagged out at the plate with what would have been the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth inning. J.C. Garcia with a blast to center field that goes over the head of the outfielder, but they execute it perfectly. Perkins is thrown out trying to score at the plate, and we'll go to the seventh inning with Rodgers still down by a run. It's 3-2. This is Rodgers Eagles playoff baseball on the ranch. In Blanco, we go to the seventh inning. Weimer leading Rodgers here, 3-2. Eagles cut down at the plate with a what would have been the tying run on a double by J.C. Garcia. Travis Perkins trying to score from first base on the play, and he's thrown out, a perfectly executed play. As we saw Lopez to Janetska to Ramirez as they tag out Travis Perkins with a head first slide at home plate.
Really have to give credit to Lopez. That ball got behind him. I mean, it was just a well hit ball. Ball took a little bit of a hop to his right off that corrugated wall, but he hustled it back and just made a nice, as you hit on it, Rob, nice relay to get Perkins at home.
It was going to take a perfect play for him, and they got it. So here is Logan Ramirez, who swings and misses at the first pitch from Gregory Mendoza. 3-2 Weimer. They bat in the seventh. Fastball low in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-1.
You know, and of course the Eagles have had their share of adventures on the base paths, but right there, you know, if it takes a perfectly executed relay to get him, I mean, he ended up being out by a few steps, but, you know, probably not a bad move there by Klaus to send him, try to make something happen and tie this ball game up. Now, you do have your number two hitter waiting on deck, so there may be those that would argue it. But you know what? At that point of the game, I'd probably try to score on myself, too, so I can't fault him on that.
One ball, one strike. There's a swing and a nubber right out in front of the plate. Pierce bounces out, makes the throw, and there's one away.
Yeah, that ball just died. We talked again about the soft dirt right around home plate, and that ball just, I mean, that ball hit the ground hard and just died.
You know, another line of thinking on that play that ended the inning, Ricky, if you tie the game on that play, you've got Garcia in scoring position to push across the go-ahead run in the bottom of the sixth inning with a base hit by Ferris, because certainly Garcia with good speed out there to score from second. Here's Janetska. And he takes a fastball at the belt. Not sure where that pitch missed, but it's one ball and no strikes. Janetska, 2-for-3 tonight. Had the big solo home run in the first inning and another hit later. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Well, it's almost like that the home plate umpire has a strike zone, that he's got a box that he's going to call a strike in, because that would have probably been high to some batters, but certainly not Janetska.
Here's a 1-1 to the big guy. A breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2.
Gregory got away with that one, as that curveball was high in the zone.
Yeah, he hung it.
Oof.
One ball, two strikes. One out for Weimer here in their half of the seventh inning. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Janetska for the second time tonight on a strikeout. That's number 12 for Gregory Mendoza.
Well, it's amazing how the breaking ball has humbled Janetska tonight after such a promising start. Home run and a single.
Here's Coy Ginnert. And he swings, gets into that one, but it's right at Garcia in center field, and the inning is over. Rodgers Eagles coming up in the bottom of the seventh. They need 1 to tie, 2 to win. 3-2 Weimer. We go to the bottom of the seventh in 60 seconds. Bottom of the seventh from Blanco, Rob Reed and Ricky Crowell. Region 4 championship game. Winner goes to Austin next week to the state tournament. Weimer leads it 3-2. The line, 3 runs on 5 hits for Weimer. Rodgers, 2 runs on 5 hits. To the plate, the junior Ryan Ferris, followed by 2 seniors, Chance Marek and Gregory Mendoza. Eagles down to their final 3 outs. as Ryan Ferres comes to the plate 0-for-3 tonight. A ground ball to shortstop. He reached on a fielder's choice, and he struck out to end that fourth inning that Rogers had taken the lead in. He struck out with the bases loaded. He has not driven the ball very well on any of the at-bats tonight against Blaha. But it's a good time to start right here in the bottom of the seventh, huh?
Yeah, at first at bat, he just got out a little bit in front of it, just mistimed it, as several of the Eagles have done with Blaha tonight. But, you know, the Eagles down 3-2 here, not where you want to be, but certainly where you want to be in your batting order here with the 2-3-4 hitters. And as you touched on, your two big seniors. So Eagles have a chance to do it here. They're going to have to get some runs off Blaha, who's going to be pushing over 100 pitches this inning.
Here we go. Ryan Ferres swings on the first pitch, and it's a base hit to left field. Leadoff single for the Eagles here in the bottom of the seventh. Well, as soon as I said Ryan hasn't driven the ball very well, he drives it about as well as you can out into left field for a leadoff single.
Yeah, kind of for those of you who were at the games last week, the pitcher for Danbury, Jack Merrick, we talked about he hit the ball almost like a softball sometime. He kind of pulled it, and that's what Ryan did. He hit it a little bit on the end of the bat, but it was just into left field for a base hit.
Here's Chance Marek, who takes a called strike thigh high, and it's 0-1. Chance, frustrating at the plate tonight. Lined out in the first, flied out in the third, and he popped up on the infield his last time up. Runner at first, nobody out. Breaking ball in the dirt outside, and the count is 1-1.
Yeah, Chance hasn't looked comfortable tonight. No strikeouts, but has been really off balance in the box against the sophomore Blaha. Be interesting to see if Ferres is put in motion. You know, he's 12-for-14 on the year and has gotten some big stolen bases.
Tying run at first base, nobody out. 1-1 to Marek. Swung on, hit towards third. Dinnert will throw to first, and he gets Marek. Ferres over to second base.
Well, that essentially acts as a sacrifice. And that'll bring up Mendoza and Maka here for the Eagles.
So here is another senior, Gregory Mendoza, who has pitched very well tonight. 7 innings, he allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned. He walked 5 and struck out 12. A chance to tie the game here.
Be a good time for a walk-off blast here by Mendoza.
3-2, Weimer leads it. Eagles have the tying run at second. There's one out. Mendoza waits on the pitch from Blaha. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner, 0-1.
That was a nice play down at third there by Coy Gintert. That ball kind of handcuffed him a little bit in between hop. He did a good job of smothering it and taking the sure out over at first base.
Ryan Ferres at second base. He's the tying run in a 3-2 ball game. The pitch to Mendoza. Swung on, that's hit deep to center field. That ball is off the base of the wall. Ferres, now it bounces back. Here comes Ferres around third. A throw to the plate is going to be late. We're all tied up at 3. Gregory Mendoza with a rocket to straightaway center field, an RBI that ties the game at 3. Wow.
Well, that was huge. We almost called the walk-off shot there, Rob, as that ball hit off the 341 sign dead center field. Mendoza got all over that one. What a hit by Gregory Mendoza as he keeps the Eagles' season alive. You know, the one thing is they executed that relay real well again, and the second baseman Rearich almost threw Ferres out at home because Ferres had frozen on it so that he could tag and go to third if the ball was caught.
They're going to intentionally walk Matt Maka to create the force, and that's going to bring Caleb Williams to the plate. Holy cow. How you like that for bottom of the seventh? Dramatic heroism by Gregory Mendoza. I mean, he got all into that Blaha pitch. So here is Caleb Williams, the sophomore second baseman. I guess you're not a sophomore at this point in the year, are you?
No, you're probably considered a junior. And Caleb, of course, with a couple of big hits in that game three, 2 for 4 with 3 RBIs last week.
The pitch to Williams, a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1.
A little generous corner there from the home plate umpire to Caleb. Caleb's hit the ball pretty well tonight. He's put it in play every time.
Mendoza at second. Maka at first. One out in a 3-3 ball game. That's the winning run in scoring position at second base. And now Coach Charles Henke calls time and is going to come out and have a word with the umpire. Now he changes his mind and heads back to the Weimer dugout.
Yeah, not really sure what that was. One thing I will point out, Janechka, the shortstop, is the Weimer Wildcat that's trying to hold Gregory Mendoza at second, so he's over by the bag, so a huge hole on the left side.
First and second for Rogers. One out. The pitch to Williams. A swing and a foul ball straight back, and it's 0-2.
Boy, that was a pitch to hit there for Caleb. Just a little bit late on that. Now down 0-2. Going to have to protect against the crafty Dylan Blaha.
Runners at first and second with one out for Rogers, bottom of the seventh. All tied up at 3. Blaha out of the stretch. Breaking ball. Swung on. Popped him up short center field. That could be trouble. That's going to be caught by the second baseman, Rarick, who goes out and takes command, and there are 2 outs.
Well, that was a big pitch there by Blaha, like he's done all night. He pulled the string a little bit. Caleb was way out in front. Took a big cut at it. It really fooled the center fielder, Jonathan Lopez, who broke back initially on it. He wasn't going to get it. You really have to give credit to Ryan Rarick, who really covered some ground out there in center field behind the bag and able to haul that in.
Here's David Kostrin with runners at first and second. 2 outs. Dylan Blaha, the Weimer sophomore right-hander, has gone all the way for the Wildcats. Swung on. Hit up the middle. Off the base and off to the right side. Here comes Mendoza. He is going to score. The Rogers Eagles are headed for the state tournament in Austin.
Well, I was just about to say, David Kostrin has gotten so many big hits in this playoff. He likes that first ball fastball hitter, and he sent that one up the middle. And for once, Rogers gets a break as the outfield was playing very shallow. Would have definitely been a play at the plate, but as you said, Rob, the ball hit the base. It really just kicked out into right center field, and that did it for the Eagles.
Well, you can hear the folks from Rogers making lots of noise tonight as the Eagles win it in dramatic fashion to return to Austin. A 4-3 win in the bottom of the seventh inning. David Kostrin. Well, we've been talking about him driving runs in throughout the playoffs, and he does it again tonight. And as he does, he's going to send the Rogers Eagles back to the state tournament in Austin, Texas next weekend.
Wow.
RBI double by Mendoza. And then the killer shot, a base hit up the middle by David Kostrin. Mendoza scores the game-winning run and gets the win on the mound. A big night for the senior Gregory Mendoza as the Rogers Eagles win it in the bottom of the seventh by a final of 4-3. We're going to talk to Coach Keith Klaus in just a minute. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get over here to us. But the Rogers Eagles headed back to the state tournament in Austin. Wow, what a ball game tonight here in Blanco. The Weimer Wildcats, a valiant effort, but not enough as Rogers wins it by a final of 4-3. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have our post-game show here from Blanco. Our final score, Rogers 4, Weimer 3 in the Region 4 championship. Back in 2 minutes on the ranch. Final score tonight here from Blanco. The Rogers Eagles will defeat the Weimer Wildcats by a final of 4-3 and earn a right to head back to Austin for another chance at a state championship as Gregory Mendoza and David Kostrin, big heroes here in the bottom of the seventh inning as Rogers trailed 3-2 Ryan Ferres with a hard hit ball to lead off the inning with a base hit. A ground ball and then a double by Gregory Mendoza. That would score Ferres. And it would be a tie ball game at that point, 3-3, with Mendoza at second. Weimer elects to walk Matt Maka. And that put runners at first and second base, put the force in play. A ground ball could end the ball, or at least move you to the eighth inning and go into extra innings. But instead, Caleb Williams pops it up to second base. So now two outs for the Eagles. And then David Kostrin with a hard hit ball up the middle, past the pitcher, Dylan Blaha, and it hit the base at second base and bounced off to the right. And that would be more than enough to get Gregory Mendoza home to win the ball game in the bottom of the seventh by a final of 4-3. Mendoza pitched very well tonight, as well as he earned the win on the mound. Seven innings, five hits. He allowed three runs. All were earned. He walked three and hit two batters, and he struck out 12. And there were times in this game tonight, Rick, where Gregory Mendoza was just overpowering. There was a couple of different instances where he struck out the side. He did that in the second, and he did it again in the fifth. And he finishes with 12 strikeouts. A big night for the senior Mendoza as he gets the win on the mound, ties the game with a double in the bottom of the seventh, and then he scores the winning run in the bottom of the seventh on the Kostrin hit, and the Eagles are victorious tonight by a final of 4-3. That was a heck of a ball game.
Well, it really was. I mean, that will go down as one of the great wins in Rogers baseball. I mean, you know, again, you just can't say enough about it. We talked about Chance Mark last week and the job that he did. Man, you've got to tip your hat to Gregory Mendoza tonight. Again, just a warrior on the mound, as you mentioned. Double-digit strikeouts once again. Ended up throwing 112 pitches, so it wasn't like that he got out easy there. And, of course, the big blast in the bottom of the seventh inning there off the wall that scored the tying run and then was able to get the winning run. So, again, great deal for Gregory Mendoza there. And certainly did change the whole complexion of this crowd in this game. And we've got a happy man right here who's breathing hard, Coach Keith Klaus.
All right.
Outstanding.
Coach, a gutsy performance from your kids tonight. They've never – this is just typical. You lose the first game in three straight series and come back to win those series in back-to-back wins and doubleheaders. Tonight, bottom of the seventh inning, you get a come-from-behind win. Tell us what's on your mind right now.
This is kind of a if you could draw a picture of our year, this is kind of how we've played all year. Everybody that pays entry – to one of our games gets a full seven innings and gets kids that play hard and they play one pitch at a time. And, you know, we talked in the huddle in the seventh innings, guys, how many times have we done this? And they just kind of grin, Coach, we got it, no problem, we're good. So there was never any, you know, nobody's dropping their heads. And, you know, we talk about three things: representing yourself and your school and your community the way you should. Every time you go out, and good things will happen, and I think they're a postcard of how that should be.
All right. A couple of things here. Let's talk about Gregory Mendoza on the mound tonight. 12 strikeouts. Wow. Great performance.
You know, sometimes seniors put so much pressure on themselves when they hit a rocky stretch that they can fold the tent. You know, Greg didn't pitch like Greg's capable of pitching earlier in the playoffs, but he started hitting again. So, you know, then tonight he brings both to the game. So, you know, it's just a matter of keep fighting this game. This game is so negative. And he keeps battling. His senior leadership has shown, and him and Chance Mark are going to – I hope they keep taking us where we need to be.
All right, take us through that sixth inning when you're down by a run and J.C. hits the ball over the head of the center fielder, Travis Perkins, trying to score on that play. Take us through that.
Well, the thing that I look at on a base hit, you know, when we have a runner – that could possibly score on a double or something, is where are the cutoff men lined up? And they had the wrong cutoff men in the wrong place, and he made a great throw. We're going to run in that situation 98% of the time. They had the wrong guy there, and he was running to catch the ball. We're going to run on that guy every time. But it didn't work out for us. But I'll promise you, if you see us play, it'll work out for you more times than it doesn't. Yeah. But we were a little unlucky in a couple of things tonight.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning. Mendoza has doubled to tie the ball game up at three, so you know you're at least extending the ball game on that double by Gregory, and walk Maka, and you got Williams and Kostrin coming to the plate, Tell us how confident you felt. Those two guys have been like money in the playoffs.
Well, you know, if you stay on kids about working hard and try to convince them that, hey, if you'll just keep going, your turn will come. And, you know, Koshin started off below the Mendoza line the first 20 games, and, you know, we DH'd for him for a while, and then he comes up and gets the big hit tonight because he stays after every day and works hard with Coach Reason. And then Caleb, you know, he's just a competitor and a fighter, so he doesn't generally let things carry over. He's learned to do that a lot better as the year's gone on. So it's been good to see those two kids, mature. And you can't say enough about two kids that don't know any better that they're supposed to be scared right there.
Well, one thing that's really nice, and you touched on it, we pointed out that coming into the game, Costner only had 14 RBIs, but it seems like he's gotten them all in the playoffs as right. He has really driven in run after run. And, again, just so sweet for him to get that walk-off single.
Well, you know, one of the other things that I've learned to do is print off stats for different sections of the game. And if you go over the playoffs, Costner's hitting over 400. So, you know, if you listen to Augie Garrido talk, which we're going to his house, by the way, he talks about, you know, they don't show stats for the year to the kids. They show it for the week so they know what they need to keep working. That's one of the things we've talked about with our kids a little bit.
All right. Congratulations. Enjoy this one. It's been a blast so far, and we're expecting some more on down the line.
You'll have a little bit bigger area at Dish Falk to do the radio show. I'm going to do a snow angel right in the middle of that Longhorn.
All right. Coach Keith Klaus enjoying a victory here tonight as the Eagles return to the state tournament with a 4-3 win tonight over the Weimar Wildcats. Of course, we will continue to air Eagle playoff baseball as they have a date in Austin next week. 2A tournament play starts on Wednesday, and that will be at Dish Falk in Austin. Our final score once again tonight, it's the Rogers Eagles winning it in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-3. For Ricky Crow and Dallas Reed back at the Ranch Studios, I'm Rob Reed. Thanks for listening tonight. Good night and God bless.